But there is a perilous flaw in the church there. There is a flaw that's sitting up in the church. A flaw is sitting up in your home. There's a flaw that's sitting up in your body, which is supposed to be the temple of the Holy Ghost. But there is a perilous flaw sitting up in your body, sitting up in your home, in your bedroom chambers, in your living room, in your dining room, in your kitchen, in your entertainment area, in your home office, while you're sitting around riding across town in your car. Everywhere you go and everything you do, there is a perilous flaw in the church there. Now let's deal with it. Father, in the name of Jesus the Christ, the Holy Spirit prayed through me and for me about the perilous flaw in the church. And the Lord my God Almighty has sent forth his spirit before me, and he has divinely removed the woman false prophetess out of my life. And he has divinely removed the woman false prophetess out of the church, out of the midst of the congregation. And Jezebel has been exposed to the congregation as a false prophetess. Now we bind the spirit of sexual immorality, and we bind the eating of food sacrificed to idols, and we loose sexual immorality, and we loose eating of food sacrificed to idols into a dry place. And we thank you that the false one, who is a woman false prophetess, is loosed away from and loosed out of my life in the name of Jesus the Christ. So let it be. Father, in the name of Jesus the Christ, the Holy Spirit prayed through me and for me about the genuine gift of prophecy that elevates into leadership among the genuine apostles, genuine prophets, genuine evangelists, genuine pastors, and the genuine teachers. And the Holy Spirit prayed through me and for me about the genuine gifts of prophecy from the Holy Spirit. And I became a genuine prophet of Christ Jesus through the Holy Spirit by the command of the Father himself. And I brought forth direct revelations from God Almighty in the form of teaching and occasional predictions of the future. I have it as I pray, and I thank you for it in the name of Jesus the Christ. So let it be. Father, in the name of Jesus the Christ, the Holy Spirit prayed through me and for me, giving me the ability to see through the pious deception of the false prophetess, and through the Holy Spirit, I exposed Jezebel before the people, and I exposed the wicked and deceptive woman Jezebel, who led astray and persecuted the true prophets of God. And through the Holy Spirit, the woman Jezebel has been exposed, who was enticing the true servants of God to abandon their exclusive loyalty to Christ. And I thank you for it in the name of Jesus the Christ. So let it be. Father, in the name of Jesus the Christ, the Holy Spirit prayed through me and for me, and the Holy Spirit has exposed and revealed to me the true character of the woman with Jezebel's characteristics, Jezebel's personality, and Jezebel's spirit. And the Holy Spirit allows me to see directly through the woman prophetess who God has called Jezebel. And I thank you for it in the name of Jesus the Christ. So let it be. See, you have to understand, men under the sound of my voice in the body of Christ, you have to understand the true character of the woman with Jezebel's characteristics, Jezebel's personality, and Jezebel's spirit. This woman is a con artist. This woman is a spiritual narcissist. This is the kind of woman that will come into your life and run so much game until you get the revelation from God that now is the time to expose the woman that you're dealing with. The Holy Spirit has exposed and revealed to me the true character of the woman with Jezebel's characteristics, Jezebel's personality, and Jezebel's spirit. And the Holy Spirit allows me to see directly through the woman prophetess who God has called Jezebel. Remember, God is the one who determines who you are. And if God called a woman a Jezebel, if God said that that woman is false, if God said that woman is counterfeit, if God said that woman is fake, you better listen. Father, in the name of Jesus the Christ, the Holy Spirit prayed through me and for me and has exposed to me and revealed to me the sexual immorality of spiritual adultery, of idolatry through the woman in the church, and the deathlessness of Jezebel has been openly exposed in the church. And I thank you for it in the name of Jesus the Christ. So let it be. Father, in the name of Jesus the Christ, Christ. The Holy Spirit prayed through me and for me and has exposed to me the cultic fornication between the woman false prophet and the people who follow the woman false prophet. I bind cultic fornication. I bind the spirit of cultic fornication, and I bind the people who follow after the woman who has been labeled by God himself as being Jezebel in the church. And I loose cultic fornication. I loose the woman false prophet, and I loose the spirit of the people who choose to follow after the false woman prophet into a dry place. And I thank you for it in the name of Jesus the Christ. So let it be. Father, in the name of Jesus the Christ, the Holy Spirit prayed through me and for me, and the woman who represents the false prophet and her children who follow the teaching of the false prophet have been exposed and divinely removed out of my life and divinely removed out of the local church. And I thank you for it in the name of Jesus the Christ. So let it be. Father, in the name of Jesus the Christ, the Holy Spirit prayed through me and for me about the woman who received the true message from the Holy Spirit of God, who God has appointed and ordained a true and genuine woman prophetess of God in Christ. And the Holy Spirit quickened the spirit of the true genuine woman prophetess of God and has sent before me the genuine true woman prophet of God. And I thank you that I have the true genuine woman prophetess of God through the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus the Christ. So let it be. Now, you men under the sound of my voice, this is when you pray to God and you talk to God about the real woman of God. The real woman of God has a message that comes directly from the Holy Spirit. And this woman is the kind and the type of woman who God has appointed. She is the woman who God has ordained. And she is genuine because God is the one in Christ who established this type and this kind of woman. The Holy Spirit will quicken the spirit of a true, genuine woman prophet of God. And he will send that woman to the true man of God. So it's not about how she looks on the outside, what she's doing on the outside. It's what's happening on the inside. The Holy Spirit is checking your heart to see if your heart is right. When you're dealing with a woman in the body of Christ, just ask God in the spirit, when you talk to God, is that woman's heart right? Is her heart right with you, God? When you ask God to give you a revelation about the heart of a person, God will give you the answer immediately because you want to know what's inside that person's heart, not for yourself. You want to know what's inside that person's heart with God. What is that person's relationship with God in their heart? That's one thing that a woman can't lie about. She can't lie about her relationship with God. You can't fake that, because when you have a relationship with God, that relationship comes with an assignment. It comes with an anointing. It comes with the spirit. It comes with the power. It comes with all the blessings, all the promises, the entire covenant that God has laid out. He gives that to that woman. And now you can discern the difference between a false woman prophetess versus a genuine true woman who walks with God in the Holy Spirit. Father, in the name of Jesus the Christ, the Holy Spirit prayed through me and for me that the woman who refuses to repent, who has been named and defined by God as Jezebel, behold, I will cast her into a bed, and them that commit adultery with her into great tribulation, except they repent of their deeds, and I will kill her children with death, and all the churches shall know that I am he that search the reins and the hearts, and I will give unto every one of you according to your works, according to Revelation chapter 2, verse 21 to 23. I thank you for it in the name of Jesus the Christ. So let it be. God ain't playing. God is not playing. He said, I'll cast that woman into a bed, and them that commit adultery with her into great tribulation. You're going to have some trouble. You're going to have some problems. Except they repent. God always wants us to repent. Except they repent of their deeds, and I will kill her children with death. See, God don't play with Jezebel. Not only will he throw her into a bed of tribulation with the people that she slept with, he said, I will kill her children with death. I will kill Jezebel's children with death. Now, open up your Bible to Revelation chapter 2. Read verse 21 through verse 23, and you will understand. God is not the one to play with. He says, I'm searching out the heart. I'm searching the reins and I'm searching out your heart. And if your heart's not right with God, the only thing you can guarantee that's coming your way is called death. Father, in the name of Jesus the Christ, the Holy Spirit prayed through me and for me that I not sit among them that hold the doctrine of Balaam, and I not sit among them that hold the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, which thing I hate, according to Revelations chapter 2, verse 14 and 15. Now I remove myself, and I stay away from them that cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel. See, you have to remove yourself away from certain men and certain women who cast a stumbling block before you. There are men and women that's in your life right now under the sound of my voice. And the only reason why they're in your life is because they are the ones behind the scenes casting a stumbling block against you. But when you have the revelation that come from the Spirit of the living God, you will now discover that according to Revelations chapter 2, verse 14 and 15, on this day and in this hour, I remove myself. I stay away from them that cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel. And I thank you for it in the name of Jesus the Christ. So let it be. Father, in the name of Jesus the Christ, the Holy Spirit prayed through me and for me. The false teachers who have taken the way of Cain, who have the religion of their own way, who have not faith in God, and them whose religion is manufactured by the tradition of man, and the tradition who kills the souls of other people by error, became divinely and instantly removed from me, and the false teachers became doomed, and they perished according to the word of God. And the Spirit of truth has convicted the false teachers to repent or be doomed. I thank you for it in the name of Jesus the Christ, so let it be. Just read Jude 11 through 16, and you can discover that revelation for yourself. Now, I want you to go back to Revelation chapter 2, verse 14 and 15. There's one thing that God said, and I want you to get the revelation on this. He said, I do not sit down with them that hold the doctrine of Balaam. He said, I do not sit down among them that hold the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, which thing I hate. That is the only scripture, the only verse from Genesis to Revelations where God says he hates something. He says he hates something. He said, what is it that God hates more than anything? He hates a false teacher. Let me say that real slow. What is it that God hates among anything? He hates a false teacher. And that's why he said, I will kill her children. I will kill her. I will kill her children. I will cast trouble upon all that they do, because God hates a false teacher. Whatever God the Father hates, whatever Jesus the Christ hates, whatever the Holy Spirit hates, I hate it too. Father, in the name of Jesus the Christ, the Holy Spirit prays through me and for me, and the divine judgment of the Father has been sent out to all nations who are a threat to the existence of God's people. And the divine judgment of the Father has been sent out to the nations who rejected and who still reject the grace of God. And I thank you for it in the name of Jesus the Christ. So let it be. Those of you who are listening under the sound of my voice, this part is true. There are men and women in the body of Christ. There are men and women in the church. There are men and women who live in the earth who rejected and who still reject the grace of God. There are people who reject the grace of God. Look at Numbers chapter 31, verse 13 through 18, and get the revelation for yourself. Father, in the name of Jesus the Christ, the Holy Spirit prayed through me and for me, saying, remove the worldly attitude and remove the source of bitter fighting as the desire for pleasure. And the Holy Spirit has rebuked the people with spiritual unfaithfulness, and the Holy Spirit rebuked the adulterous people and rebuked the adulteresses and removed them from my presence. For the word of God says, ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God, according to James chapter 4 and verse 4. I cannot have friendship with the world. I am not a friend of the world, and I am not an enemy of God. And I thank you for it in the name of Jesus the Christ. So let it be. I don't care who you are. I don't care what you got. I don't care where you live. I don't care what kind of car you drive. I don't care what kind of money you have. I don't care what kind of clothes you wear. I don't care how many fancy places you go out to eat. I don't care about none of that, because I will never be a friend with the world. If your lifestyle is according to the world, we can never be friends, because I am not a friend of the world, and I am not an enemy of my God. Understand this, those listening under the sound of my voice. If you're looking for a friend, I'm not the one. If you're looking for a friend, I could never be your friend if you are a friend of the world. If your lifestyle is according to the world and worldly ways, we can never be friends, because you are an enemy of the God that I serve. And I am not going to contradict my relationship with God to be a friend with someone that God has said that's an enemy, in the name of Jesus the Christ. So let it be. Father, in the name of Jesus the Christ, the Holy Spirit prayed through me and for me, but he give more grace. Wherefore he said, God resists the proud, but give grace to the humble. God resists the proud, but give grace to the humble. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Draw near to God and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. According to James chapter 4, verse 6 through 8. On this day and in this hour, let heaven bear the record and let earth bear witness, but let God be the greater witness under the sound of my voice. I resist the proud. I receive grace because I am humble before God the Father. I submit myself to God Almighty. I resist the devil. The devil has fled away from me. I draw to God. God draws near to me. Now my hands are clean before God and my heart has been purified before the Father. And I have been released and set free from having a double mind. And I thank you for it in the name of Jesus the Christ. So let it be. You see, God's not looking for anyone to serve him that has a double mind. Now, I didn't say it. God said it. If God said that you can't have a double mind and have a relationship with me, that you need to get rid of having a double mind. And the way that you get rid of having a double mind is you submit yourself to God. He said, resist everything that is full of pride. Resist the proud and give grace to the humble. So you have to submit yourself to God. And when you submit yourself to God, at the same moment, you resist the devil. When we submit to God, we resist the devil. When we submit to God, we resist the devil. And when we resist the devil will flee from you. The devil will get up and run out the house and run away, crying in tears, weeping like a baby, getting up out of there because you've been exposed. Not because you got your feelings hurt. You got up and ran because you got exposed. And when you got exposed, you ran away with shame. You ran away with guilt. That's what happens when people get up and run away. When you expose them and bust them out in broad daylight, they get up and they run away with tears and crying. They just got busted by God. God says, draw near to me and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands if you a sinner. Purify your heart, you double-minded. Oh, come on, somebody. Get rid of that double mind in the name of Jesus the Christ. Father, in the name of Jesus the Christ, the Holy Spirit prayed through me and for me, telling God that I am faithful and I am of the chosen people of God, and I am the wife of the Lord, for I am the bride of Christ, and my true spiritual condition became made that right now I am the object of the affection for God. I am the object of the affection for God. I thank you for it in the name of Jesus the Christ. So let it be. Y'all better act like y'all know, and y'all better ask somebody about me. I ain't the one to be your friend. Get your heart right with God, and we'll revisit that at another time.